8:07 at WKEI. It is time now for our People to People program. And joining us live in the studios, we have a puppy here. Oh, hi, Kathy. You're here, too.
Oh, gee, thanks,
John. Kathy
Werdeman
from the QI Animal Control. How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you?
I saw a puppy, and I'm like...
Yeah, this is my granddaughter, or my granddog, I guess you would say, but she's a female. Her name is Kiba. She's a lab pit, and I babysit. I get my grandparent rides every other weekend. And
you don't get enough time with pets at the pound?
No, I have to bring them home with me. You know? So but no, we have a few pets out at the pound.
That, yeah.
I need somebody to come and give them a home.
That'd be good. Let's talk about them.
I have about 6 kittens out there right now. Actually, I have a few more, but they're not ready to go yet. We had a mama kitty come in, and she had 5 babies, and they are adorable. We raised them from little bitties, and they are just so spoiled rotten and so sweet. And then we had a couple other ones come in, probably about 3 other ones that came in that people had found, and so we took in under our wing as well. And so now they're getting to a point where they need to find a home. Mm. We don't want them stuck in a cage anymore. And, you know, and they're right about 4 months old, just maybe a little tad over 4 months old. They are not old enough to be fixed yet. So at this point, we are giving them away, more or less what you call fostering them, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then when they turn about 6 months old, 7 months old, then we set it up with you to get them spayed or neutered. And the fee for that is $35. We pay the other part, and so we more or less give you a voucher that covers the other half. Hmm. And so they're not really free, but yet they are right now free because we can't charge for them. And we had really good luck with that. People have come in and they've adopted them, and then they've made the appointments and they've gotten them fixed. And so we've had a pretty good turnaround. At least we did with the last bunch of kittens that we had. So oftentimes
we talk about pets, and most oftentimes we're talking about dogs when it comes to the pound, but there's oftentimes plenty of cats available.
We have more cats than what we have dogs. We actually have a puppy out at the pound right now. She is an 8-month-old pit mix, we think. And she is just a little demon right now. We have a family coming to meet her today. And we have a couple other people on the list in case this one doesn't work. We thought we had her adopted out a couple weeks ago, but it didn't work. The other family that came, their dog didn't want another dog in the family. Mm, so yeah. She didn't get to go. But she was surrendered. And... we've worked with her, and we've got her where she's house broke now, and she does sit. She gets very excited, and she likes to jump, and she likes to pinch. So if you don't pay enough attention to you, she comes and pinches the back of your leg or your butt or whatever she gets her little mouth on. But dogs are easier for us to get rid of. Mm. People don't seem to want cats. What's really kind of sad is we've been doing this for, almost 2.5 years. And we've given back to the owners maybe 2 cats the whole time we've been there.
Yeah.
And so that's what's really sad, because right now we're not pushing for, with COVID and stuff, you know, as long as they've got their rabies shots and they're good to go, and we're not pushing as hard for fines and stuff right at the moment. So, if you've lost your cat, we keep telling everybody, if your dog gets loose or you lose your cat, call up to the police department on the non-emergency number and give them a description and give them, and let them know what your name and stuff is. And if they find it, they will call you.
Right. Now, of course, you do have to, by now you should have registered your pet, though.
Yes, we're hoping everybody will register their pets. Kiba's got hers, and my other 2 dogs have theirs. And so it's just a little round tag, and it's got information on there, like the city of Kewaunee, and it has a number. And you take your registration papers up to City Hall, and we suggest you put a picture with it, just because that way they'll have a description, mm-hmm. And they'll give you a tag for $5. And if your dog, and well, if they lose their collar, well, then that's another story. But
right.
Is, you know, if they get out the door and they have their collars on and they have their tag on, the police will know who you are and they'll bring them home.
That's good news. And I think it's worth doing just to make sure that you never lose your pet.
Well, and that's kind of the thing, you know, because we try to make sure, we try really, really hard to try to keep them from going to the pound. There's a lot of times they'll have picked up a dog and they'll call me or they'll send me a picture. Do you recognize this dog or do you know who this dog belongs to?
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out before they even get to the pound. So, and then we've got, of course, with the chips and everything, if you have a chip on your dog, call and check and make sure your name is on that chip. Normally we can track you with, because like our chips, when we do for the animals that we adopt out, it goes under our name. And so it'll say Friends of the Animals. And then we have a book with everybody's name logged in and who that chip belongs to. And so we can get a hold of you. But I mean, chips, they do come in handy, you know, if you have the right information, because we can track you from there. So, and the tags are not, the tags are not set up to find out how many animals that you own,
right.
Because you can own, from what I'm being told, you can own as many animals as you like, as long as they're spayed and neutered.
Mm-hmm. You've got to, yeah, you've got to take care of them within reason, and you know, keep them from running around town.
Yeah, I mean, accidents happen. You
right.
know, the door can get open and they can run out, or they can crawl under the fence. You know, I mean, with all the rain and storms and stuff we had, and with the lightning and everything. If they're outside, it scares them.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that people lose track of is if you pay this $5 and you get your dog and cat tagged, you're less likely to end up getting fined if your pet ends up at the
right.
pound.
And actually, it won't even get to
right.
the pound.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, I mean, so it won't even make it that far.
Right now, prior to this, if your pet was out running around, there was a good chance that you were going to get cited for
right.
having allowing your pet to run at large. Now, if your pet has the tag, they can just simply take your pet home, and you're not likely to get that citation.
Right. The only time they would do that is if it would be like a continuous kind of
right.
a thing, you know.
A lot more discretion for the police in this case.
Exactly. You know, so I mean, if your pet gets out and we've never seen that pet before, which there's been a couple that we've never had before, they're not going to, you know, throw the book at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this has to be, if your animal gets loose 5-6 times, yeah, then you're going to get the book thrown at you.
Yeah.
You know, because by then you should have been able to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I do know some animals are good at getting out of their collars and escaping harnesses, which that happens, you know.
Right.
And so...
where training comes in, though. You've got to train your pet to keep that
yeah.
on there and to stay in the yard. And
yep.
There's ways to do that are
yeah.
safe and effective.
And it's not real hard. I mean, you know, it's you just have to work with them. And the more you work with them, the better they get. So
being a pet owner takes dedication and sometimes hard work.
Well, it's kind of like being a parent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the animals, my animals are my kids, you know. And so they're going to get disciplined and they're going to get, I mean, not quite, they, you know. But they have rules,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they have to follow as well. And so, but actually dogs like structure, you know, and dogs, they will do anything you want them to do as long as it's something that's a routine. And but yeah, I mean, it's, they're very, you know, they want to please you. And please don't just go dumping them somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you have a, I mean, I know times are really tough right now, and if you can't take care of your animal, call somebody, you
mm-hmm.
know, ask for help. Don't just dump them out there.
Yeah, no, that's not the way to go, and that is something that is pretty much criminal to do that.
It is.
Whereas you can, like you were talking about before, surrendering is an option.
Yes. I mean, you know, because we would much rather you call and we'll try to help you find a home for them than you just dump them. In fact, we just got a cat that came in, or he's, I guess, about 6 months old, we're figuring, that people moved and just left it. You know, and the poor thing now had to fend for himself.
Yeah.
And so now he's injured. But, you know, I mean, don't just leave them. would you, I mean, how would you feel if somebody, you know, your family just up and left you?
No, that's a crime. It is.
It is. And it's really sad. And, you know, and I knew it was happening before, but I have seen it so much more now since we've been working with the animals as much as we have. So, I mean, you know, please don't just dump them out there.
No. Now let's talk about the cats some more. Has the cat population reached such a peak that perhaps there's just fewer people looking for cats?
I'm not really sure. You know, out of the animals that you can have as pets, cats are pretty much the easiest. You know, like if you live in an apartment or you're going to be gone in and out. You know, because cats you can pretty much fend for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you give them a litter box, you give them a big bowl of water, and you can give them a big bowl of food, and they're good for a couple days. You know, and whereas a dog has to be walked and it has to be, you know, has to be able to go outside and to go to the bathroom, cats really, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, some cats get upset when you leave because they do like to be with people. And then you've got cats that, well, you know, I'll let you pet me today. So they really have a mind of their own. Sometimes they're, you know, have a, well, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of hard to explain. But cats aren't really that hard to mm-hmm. take care of, you know. And so, and actually they're cheaper than
really?
A dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Because you get, well, I mean, your cat litter and stuff, but you're, I guess you don't have to feed them as much. You can get, you know, you can get a big bag of food for a cat and it'll last you a month and a half.
Hmm.
And in the same way with the litter, you can get a big box of litter and it'll last you quite a while. But really cats are, they are kind of like a one person kind of thing. And sometimes they're not a one person thing, but kittens aren't, if you've got a younger child, you really don't want to have a kitten because they like to cuddle them and they squish them.
Yeah.
And that's not really a good thing. But, in fact, we have five little feral kittens out there right now.
Aww.
That we are just kind of, we're starting to work with them now and we're starting because we'll play with them and stuff. And they, you open up the cage door and they hiss at you and you just kind of grab them and you hug them and you cuddle with them and it's like, go ahead. And then we tame them down and then we can adopt them out. So
to an actual home or more often if a kitten is born feral, does it tend to end up in the farm situation?
Not really, because the kittens you can tame down a lot easier than you can an older feral cat. If you've got somebody that can work with them, I mean, the older ones, if you've got somebody that can take the time to work with them, you know, pretty much 24/7.
Yeah.
You can tame them down. We have had some feral cats that there's a, you know, one person can take care of them, one person can deal with them and they are fine. But when another person comes by, they won't have anything to do with you and they will turn aggressive. But they can be changed. The best are the kittens because those are the ones that you can work with the most. We found those are the easiest.
Yeah.
And we've tamed down quite a few ferals. Well, the Burr Street cats.
Yeah.
We had 30 cats.
That was an incredible success story.
Yes, it was. That was fantastic. We were so excited. I mean, the older cats that were really feral, that when you'd pick up the cage, it was like picking up a lion. You know, I mean,
yeah.
they were coming right through the cages. But we sent them to farms, and they were taken care of, and they're doing great. You know, and they're doing fine. People still can't go up near them, but, you know, they're taking care of the mice and they're handling that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And all the ones that we had left at the pound that we adopted out, they've been, you know, people haven't complained. I mean, and we tamed them down and they were fun. I mean, we do have a lot of fun with the cats. Because we have a big cage that we put the kittens in. Where we have some scratching posts and we have like little towers in there and they can play in there. Well, Janet will attest to you, she's not a big fan sometimes, but because when we go in there to clean out the cage and you bend over, it's kind of a mistake because you'll have like two or three cats on your back or they'll be on your head and they think they need to stay there. So, it's kind of like you turn into a tower when you walk into that cage. But We just have, I mean, we have so much fun with our animals out there. We really do. And it's kind of like we say, well, we don't really spoil them. I mean, you know, people will come in there and they'll say, oh my gosh, they are so sweet. And it's, oh, but we don't spoil them, so, you know. We leave that up to whoever adopts them. And it's the same thing with the dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they get treats. They get, you know, they, if there's like the puppy right now, she's got toys that she plays with in the office and she harasses the kittens. And I mean, she just, you know, she's having a blast.
That's good.
And we do it this way because we want them to be able to go into a home. We want them to be able to fit into a home.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't just put them in a cage and say, okay, you know, we'll just feed and water you and that's about it. We can't do that.
Yeah.
We had a ferret the other day.
I heard about that. I was going to ask about the ferret. The ferret, they never found the owner.
Actually, I think they did.
Oh, good.
Tammy Yarger came and picked him up. Actually, it was a little boy. Tammy came and picked him up because we really didn't have, I mean, I didn't have ferret food. I had cat food that I could eat, but I had owned 6 ferrets before. And I mean, when I went in there, it was in my jacket and it was, you know, I mean, I was playing with it. It was so sweet. But she found the owner.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
And so, yeah, it went back to its owner. And it was really funny because it had a little piece of bubble gum stuck in its hair, kind of like toward its back.
Yeah.
And so we knew it had to be, you know, it was a pet from somebody. And it was just too sweet not to be. But
yeah,
yeah, we've had, now if it's a spider or a snake, no, sorry, can't handle those.
We're running low on time, but if somebody wanted to get a kitten, what times do they need to stop by and what do they need to do?
We have the office open from 8:30 to 11 right now. In the afternoons, it's by appointment. I'm usually back out there around 2:30 in the afternoon. Nights and weekends we're doing appointments only because of the COVID situation. So they can get a hold of us. I can give you my number. It's 309-525-9377. And you can give us a call and you can set it up a time to come out and see them.
All right. Terrific. Kathy, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.